This is the essential element for all effective evangelism. Preaching. That's central. That even comes out in that very important word in verse 8, sounded. I said that that word means literally echoed. And an echo has a source. It begins with somebody speaking. And the church at Thessalonica are the ones who echo. They're the sounding board. They're the ones that receive the sound and then send it out like a transmitter high on a hill. They receive a signal and then they send it forth. And the signal that they receive, the sound that they receive, is the sound of the preaching of the gospel from the Apostle Paul and his co-laborer. This was the beginning of the faithful witness of this church. The Apostle, when he worked in Thessalonica for 3 weeks, didn't use any gimmicks, he didn't use any plays, he didn't have a slate of the most popular speakers of his day come into the town. He didn't come with great promises of wealth and of prosperity for the people in the city. He didn't come with anything of that sort, with a great organization behind him, with the latest technology and media. But he came simply preaching the Word. In Acts 17, he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Jesus was the Christ. He came and he preached the Word. Now verse 5 here says, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also with power and the Holy Spirit. But there's also this there, that it did come first in the Word, with the Word. It did come in the Word, not only, but it did. It came with the Word. In verse 8, that's called the Word of the Lord. From you sounded out the Word of the Lord. And the Apostle's talking about preaching. We mustn't be disenchanted by the modern resistance to preaching. The Word matters. The preaching of the Word is the building block, or the sermons are the building blocks for the faith of God's people. The Word, the gospel, has a content, and that content must be opened and expounded and explained and taught to the people of God. Faith is a knowledge in the heart and in the mind of the people of God, and that must come into their heart and mind through the ear by the preaching of the gospel. God has ordained this as the way of missions and evangelism. In the passage, the Apostle emphasizes the power of the Word. Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. That Word was effective. It was powerful. The change that that Word wrought was noticeable. From Thessalonica, it was sounded abroad that, verse 9, they had turned from idols to serve the living and the true God. These people were converted under the Word. The gospel that was preached was powerful.